Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. All the things you carry without me, let them go. Sunday's prophecy. I came into church burdened with the ineptness of a company representative who was running me in circles. I was anything but peaceful, and I was struggling with letting it go as I entered our sanctuary during praise and worship. I just closed my eyes and took in the worship, and the weight started to fall off like snow melting after a sunny day. I received this word that took me deeper than I expected. As our church enters 21 days of prayer ushering us into Easter, I thought this was a great wake-up call to my daily walk and the frustrations that face all of us every day. Sunday's prophecy. All the things you carry in without me, let them go. Stop hoarding your frustrations and your disappointments. Why is your memory so short? Why are you surprised of another turn of events that isn't going your way? Shall I tell you again to stop reacting and respond instead with the strength of my peace? Take the next 21 days to fast and pray. Bend your knee to open the closed doors within, surrendering it all. Draw close to me and I will break the chains that bind you to a past life, bind you to a dead person. For I make all things new by my Son through my Holy Spirit. I promise to not reject a broken and contrite spirit. Leave your flesh at the cross and enter by the Spirit. Let me change you. Let me speak. Be still and you'll break through to another place, a place of forgiveness and mercy and grace and courage to stand. You will see the banquet I have prepared for you. I, even I, have prepared a place for you. Take a look at Psalm 37:5. It says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. And then in Ephesians 5:15, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Every day we face the world and all its worldly expectancies, all its frustration, anger, self-centeredness, and the prophecy is very clear. Stop. Stop reacting that way. Pray as you start your day so that you may be fortified and prepared when that temptation comes. Be careful. Make the most of every opportunity, even in the midst of evil days. His direction and his will are emphatically clear. Commit everything you do to the Lord and he will make your innocence radiate like the dawn and the justice of your cause shine like the sun. Wow, what kind of power is that? Who can stop the dawn or the noonday sun? It reminded me of the pig-headedness of the Israelites even after the most magnificent miracles you can imagine. The Bible contains scriptures that can help us lay down our worldly standards and embrace God's will. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus tells his disciples to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. It encourages us to follow Jesus in his will. In Romans 12:2, Paul reminds us to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. He says, stop. Renew our minds and be transformed by God's will so that we can discern his perfect will for our lives. The Bible clearly depicts Satan as a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy in John 10:10. And it is true that he has stolen much from each of us. He has stolen our joy, our peace, our health, our family relationships, our finances, and so much more. The good news is we can take back what he has stolen with the power of God's word. Here are three ways a Christian can take back what Satan has stolen from our family, children, and finances as we prepare for Easter. One, pray. Pray for God's protection, wisdom, and guidance. Pray for his supernatural intervention into every area of your life that has been impacted by Satan's schemes. Ask for God's strength to stand firm against temptation and take back what has been stolen from you. Two, speak God's word. Use the power of God's word to speak out loud against the lies of Satan. Declare that the Lord is your shield and your deliverer. Speak out God's promises of healing, protection, and restoration over your family, children, and finances. Memorize key scriptures to speak when temptations come. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Three, resist the devil. Resist the schemes of the enemy by standing firm in your faith. It is the only way we can stand firm. Hold our ground while under attack as we defend God's immutable truths. It is the only way we can. Too many Christians do not resist and are defeated by the unseen enemy. You cannot withstand evil spirits in your physical will or your strength. The devil's strategy is to separate you from God. Who is your strength? For example, Satan puts a deceptive thought into your mind that you are weak and God won't help you. What do? You can believe the lie and live a defeated life, or you can command the lie to be gone from your mind in Jesus' name and speak the truth so that you can do all things through Christ, who's your strength. Finally, the more biblical truth you know, the stronger spiritually you will be. Choose you this day what you will fast during the 20 days till Easter, and purposely, intentionally draw close to God and take your family and friends along. No matter what you are facing now or are going to face, God is bigger and can work a miracle in your life, but you must stand firm in his strength and in his truth. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.